Yeah, we just try to play the way we know how, and our game is physical and fast, and you know, it's not an easy game to play, but we feel like we can play it every night, and if we do, then we're going to give ourselves a chance to win. And a few good games in a row where we were able to do that. Last night was a good example of, we just play quick. They're a good team, and they play really quick as well, but we were able to get on the body and put a few pucks in the net, which is nice.
What's it like to have a little bit of downtime here between games? 2 days is a big thing for your club here, the way the schedule has gone.
It's nice, especially this time of year, and with the injuries we've had, guys in and out of the lineup, it's nice to give them an extra couple days to recuperate. So yeah, you take the days off whenever you can this time of year.
You've had a night to sleep on the Stempniak deal, and when you look inside the locker room here right now, just your evaluations of the way this team looks.
I think it's shaping up well. You know, I think the guys that we're bringing in too are guys that are going to excel in the system, which is important. I mean, you've seen it with Mizey and staff, and then with Uri, they can come in and play this system just the way they play. They all skate well, and all those guys have been able to step in, and I'm sure it won't be different for Stempniak.
The trade deadline day, a distraction at all? Do you guys shut this out?
No, not really. I mean, if you're going to get traded, you're going to get traded. It's, you know, that's the way it goes. That's the business.
Are you the type that will watch any?
No, not at all.
Have you ever been?
No, not really. Not really. It's a whole lot of nothing for most of it anyway. So, I mean, until you get the call, just wait for the phone call. And if that happens, it happens. If it doesn't, even better. But I just feel like no sense in watching all of it.